This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Mars Incorporated, maker of, among other things, M&M's, Skittles, and Snickers bars, says it's going to phase out all the artificial coloring in all of its, quote, human food products. I should note here that Mars makes pet food, too. The company's already been doing this on the human side in Europe, but Mars says it's responding to consumer demands here. People apparently want healthier choices even in their candies. Marketplace's Andy Euler picks it up from there.
You know when your kids eat Skittles and have a bright red stain on their mouths afterward? Well, they're still going to be susceptible to that. Only Mars says soon that dye is going to be all natural. Laura McCleary is a lawyer for the Center for Science and the Public Interest.
We just put out a report that looks at the scientific evidence and describes the emerging consensus that dyes are linked to behavioral problems in some children. And I think there's really a chorus growing to pressure companies to make these changes.
For a giant candy company like Mars, which posted $33 billion in revenue last year, the loudest members of that chorus are the people buying the products.
From the perspective of the consumer, it seems like a simple thing to do.
That's Carlos Torelli. He teaches marketing at the University of Minnesota.
It's part of a trend that many, many, you know, food companies now are becoming more and more conscious about.
But the colors of the candy are a big deal. Remember that nationwide vote to have blue replace tan M&Ms in the 90s? Today, people even argue about their second favorite color of Starburst. So coloring could be a logistical nightmare. John Carrier teaches system dynamics at MIT's Sloan School of Management.
It's going to be an inconsistent product now because it comes from nature. They've got to test it out and see what actually, when they make these candy bars, can they actually get a consistent color? Because have you ever seen a Milky Way bar that's the same color every time?
Mars has more than 50 brands under its portfolio and is giving itself 5 years to complete the switch. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.